It's time for a president who can make America great again, ahead of budget and ahead of schedule too. My father has revitalized rundown neighborhoods, shaped skylines across the country, and turned dreams into reality his entire career. It's what he does. It's who he is. Oprah Winfrey once famously asked my father if he ever envisioned running for the presidency of the United States. His answer? Only if it got so bad that I had no choice. Only if it got so bad that I had no choice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that day has come. As I travel the world with my dad building the greatest golf courses and hotels and real estate projects, I see the unmistakable look in his eyes. I see in his eyes the indignity and frustration of a domestic infrastructure back at home that is in complete disarray and no longer on par with so many other developed nations. I see in his eyes the sadness of innocent lives lost, like those of Kate Steinle and Jamil Shaw and so many others cut short by illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities, victims of a revolving door of government ineptitude and corruption that leaves innocent Americans defenseless. I see in his eyes the humiliation of an education system ranked 30th in the world. I see in his eyes the disgrace of nearly $400 billion trade imbalance with China, the $60 billion trade imbalance with Mexico, and the continued destabilization of the Middle East, which has cost our nation trillions and trillions of dollars and thousands of lives. But today I see in his eyes a man who truly loves his country, who is proud of his country, and who wants his country to be great again.